Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. As always, we're keen to hear your views here on the show. So do share your voice notes at Kaya On Air. Use Kaya959. Happy for you to share your feedback. And of course, as we always try to do here on the show, is provide a balanced view of the conversations that we keep on the show. And as you might have heard, we have done a full recovery, or I guess a review, of many conversations we've had here on the show, especially in 2024. One conversation in particular was regarding the claims against WesBank. And of course, key outcomes that were shared there, as the institution has reiterated that they are looking at maintaining the levels of fair and favourable lending to South African consumers. We did reflect on Mr. Fansel, who had brought about a case against WesBank, essentially highlighting that they participate in discriminating against their clients. WesBank has refuted that. And of course, true to journalistic instincts and integrity, we have reached out to Mr. Fansel to make sure that we do get some feedback. It has been tricky to get him on, but it does respond to a tweet that we have. And very important, not Dashi. Ndoshane, actually, Mohlamunyane, who has sent through this tweet, and I think it's very important, and you're right. He says, at the risk of playing the devil's advocate, it would be fair to invite Mr. Fansel to hear his side of the story and perhaps a debate with the three banks instead of them speaking freely without being questioned. And that's a fair point, and that is what we always try to do here on the show. Not only do we try to do it, we do it, but typically it's up to the respondee and the interviewee to share their perspective and their feedback. But it is one that we will continue to prioritize, and Shane, making sure that we give you a balanced and a fair view and hear both sides of the story by offering a right of reply to many of our speakers. So thank you for that. It is one that we will continue to focus on, especially as we head into the new year. You're listening to Kaya Biz. Well, we build up on a big conversation now, and one that comes and hits close to home for many of us as South Africans. It is the month of December, and typically during this time of the year, we hear many South Africans highlighting that they struggle with budgeting. For many of us, you might be receiving your salary on the 13th of December. And if you get paid typically on the 25th or at the end of the month, the pay gap in terms of, not pay gap, but rather the gap between our pay days in December to January typically does raise concerns. And this year it's about a 42 to 49 day difference in terms of the days when you will next earn your income. So that obviously speaks to making sure that as you earn your December salary, you budget accordingly to make sure that you don't struggle with January blues. Someone who knows all about this and is going to give us some perspective is Kabelo Makeke, Head of Personal and Private Banking at Standard Bank South Africa. Kabelo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gugu, and thank you for having me, and hi to the listeners.
Great to have you with us. Oh, Kabelo, you are the voice of reason that everybody needs to hear at this time of the year. I know we all in a December mode, quite literally. South Africans always excited to get their holidays started, but we also don't want to fall into the typical trap year after year of having January blues. So I guess this takes us back to just understanding the principles of our income, our salaries, and making sure that we're able to manage them effectively in this festive period.
Yeah, that's definitely the point, is understanding your spending patterns throughout the year and being very wary that come December, we tend to shift those quite drastically, and just being careful that at least there's still January that's coming. You were right in saying 42 to 49 days. That's quite a lot. It's almost 2 months where people need to actually budget for that, to say it's coming and it's going to take 49 days for me for my next paycheck. So I think that's really about understanding that even though we're very tempted to spend within December, let's just be wary that there's January coming through.
And maybe let's talk about that, right, in terms of the typical trends and behavior as to what South Africans do tend to spend on when it comes to the December to January period. I understand that this might differ depending on the various income levels we fall into.
Yeah. So what we've seen is that around December, there's like high and elevated spending on clothing, like fitness. I think we all have New Year's resolutions where we think about, oh, I want to do this for January. Let me join the gym now. And we see a lot in shopping centers where it's peak holiday shopping time. And there's a lot around home and preparations. But when it comes to January, it switches, and the focus is mainly on education and just getting this digital and connectivity around back to school and work needs, because most of us still work from home in certain sectors. And then we start the savings as well for the full year as we think about stock funds. But what we've seen is that across income levels, what happens is that the lower income levels, the focus is really on prioritizing spend for groceries and building up to the festive seasons. As you go to high income earners, you can see that they're starting to focus mainly on travel and holiday insurance type things. But your young professionals are more on, let's do transport, groceries, and restaurants and clothing. But that's mainly just before Christmas. So there's different sort of trends between the segments in terms of LSM as to where they focused in terms of their spend. But what we've seen is that when you get to middle income earners, they tend to see people paying upfront for their debts and moving their debit dollars earlier. So that's what we see.
I'm intrigued to understand, Kabelo, when you take a look at the different demographics or income groups, does this mean that there's a shift in our financial behavior in comparison to previous years?
No, I think we've been consistent, and that shows the resilience of the country in terms of where our business community can actually predict how our spending patterns go. But what we've seen is that we now are much more focused on what's most important in terms of our spend. For example, we see a lot of people spending more on, let me keep my home and stay in my home. Let me make sure I've got food on the table. Let me make sure I can still get to work. Let me make sure my kids can go to school. So there's a lot more prioritization, and that's driven mainly by what we've seen in terms of high inflation and spending, and whether it's on electricity or water or any of those services. So there's a lot more of focused prioritization in terms of looking at things that you need more than things that you just want.
I'm so optimistic, and I'm glad that you've encouraged us, because this also paints a positive light as to how we as South Africans respond. Sometimes we're always so pessimistic that, sisokola sonke, you know, we're all struggling. Exactly. But as you've underscored, this actually speaks to a level of resilience and a heightened level of financial discipline and behavior. I'm keen to understand, especially when it comes to January, this is also where there's a significant influx of additional costs that we have to manage. Are there unique nuances to spending here that you've witnessed?
My sense is that there's nothing unique. It's more around planning. Like if you just look at your budget trends and how you spend in January, my advice for most people is in December, you normally get your debt in check for most people. But what you might try and do is at least just save a portion of that for January, because January, that's where we get unpredictable spend. But in a normal year, the trends are quite similar in that November, we overspend. We actually spend more in November than in December. We finish our money early in November than in December. And that's driven mainly by Black Friday. But when it gets to December, it can go a bit longer because we're planning for the Christmas days and Boxing Day days up to New Year's. But what happens is come January, we all don't have money. The main advice is just try and keep some on the side for January.
I guess, Kabelo, there's big lessons for us to learn here, especially just to make sure that we're able to meet our obligations, we plan properly. And that takes us to that big word that we tend to avoid, the B word, budget.
No one, I always say is the easiest and most simple thing is like just being clear when you get your money, where does it go? That's as simple as that. But yo, it's always difficult because there's so many temptations across everywhere, whether it's on radio, on TV, everywhere. You just hear about things that you like and you want to look at. But really, just getting your budget and making sure that you've got enough space for discretionary space, discretionary spend that you can use and not get out of budget. But I think what we try to do is allow for our customers to have more tools that they can use. Like there's budget manager, but there's things that tells you that in the next 14 days, these are the likely payments you're gonna do based on your past trends. At least you can start to plan for that. It just makes you much more conscious in terms of this is what it looks like. And it shows you what sort of money came out over the past few months and how much money went out over the past few months. We're trying to just get people to be conscious to say, At least think about the next 30 days. It's difficult to think about a year, but at least the next 30 days. It helps to best manage.
Got you. Kabelo, such a pleasure speaking to you. You really put things into perspective. And I think next time we're sitting around the braai, I'll just remind everyone that there's almost a 42-day gap, 49-day pay gap. So we do need to make sure that we budget wisely. But it's so refreshing to hear that we as South Africans are on the right track in managing our money effectively.
Thank you so much, Gugu. Thank you to the listeners.
Thank you.
Enjoy the evening.
Likewise. We wish you a wonderful festive season in case we touch base in the next year.
Yeah, definitely. Enjoy your festive season.
Thank you. That's Kabelo Magege, who is the head of personal and private banking at Standard Bank South Africa. And I think really refreshing. I'm actually encouraged. And when I think about the spaces and the conversations we've been having with friends, colleagues, loved ones, associates, everybody's aware that it is the time of the year where we just need to be a lot more cautious about our money. And what's also been refreshing is how people on social media have also been sharing a lot of tips. It's largely always related to groove. And going out. But I've heard a lot of people actually comment around, don't spend all your money in December. January is coming about, so make sure that you trade lightly. Put in the work, budget effectively, spend what you can and what you have. Don't overextend yourself unnecessarily. It's all lessons that we're aware of. But I don't want to do the show alone. You know, I enjoy hearing from you and getting your voice and your perspective on the show. So share your thoughts. You know, have you started budgeting accordingly? Are you waiting for your salary to kick in at the beginning of this weekend? Or is it coming in a little later in the month? Have you made plans for the salary you're going to earn in January, at the end of January? Have you got savings? Have you already started paying off your debt? Maybe you've already bought the school uniform and the school shoes and paid down the school fees so far. So I want to hear from you. How are you managing things differently to make sure that you don't have January blues? And if you still do, help me understand, you know, what kind of solutions or help you're looking for. We can find the experts to help us out. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.